Okay, next case, please.
Next application is case number 11419. The application of Paul A. King and Gladys D. King. Site is located southwest of Route 54, Lighthouse Road, being northeast of Taft Avenue and being Lot 2, Block 2, within Cape Windsor subdivision with a 911 address of 38817. The agenda's got a few many eights. Taft Avenue, Subbeville, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 533, map 20.18, parcel 170, requesting a variance from the side yard and front yard setback requirement for a through lot. More specifically, this application is requesting a 3-foot variance on both side yards from the required 10-foot setback to allow the house to be located 7 feet from both side yard property lines. And the second request is an 8.5-foot variance from the arbitrary line drawn to show the through lot dimension setback of 40 feet. On this application, gentlemen, we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition. We did receive 5 mail returns out of 19 sent.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Knight.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Have Mr. and Mrs. King to be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Paul A. King, 216. East Dickerson Lane, Middletown, Delaware.
And wait right here and state your name and address for the record.
Gladys D. King, 216 East Dickerson Lane, Middletown, Delaware.
Okay. Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pictures.
Good evening again.
Good evening.
Standing next to me is Mr. and Mrs. King, and I've given to Mr. Lank some pictures that show the existing mobile home, which the Kings own, which is on the property. And what the Kings are seeking is to actually remove the mobile home and have a home built on the property. In order to do that, they're going to need a 3-foot variance on both side yards to locate the home within the framework of 7 feet from both side yards. The other issue is the shown on the survey is the old Route 54. As we're all aware, Route 54 was relocated, and so it's really showing the old Route 54 on that survey, and it's treated then as a through road. So they also would need a variance of 8.5 feet from the rear. If you look at the survey, which is attached to the application, you can see the uniqueness of the lot. The lot's a very strange shaped lot. It has like a dog ear as it approaches the canal. The pictures reflect that. Well, one of the pictures shows the rear of the property showing the canals. The picture that's not the last one, but the one from the last, you can see the rear of the property showing how the lot is very unique in its dimensions, and therefore we have to seek the variance as to the setback of the 40 feet. In reality, if we didn't have to seek that, we'd be building within the typical 20-foot building setback line. You can see the house would sit within it. A variance was granted for the adjacent property, which is a beautiful home right next to it. One of the pictures depicts that home. Which is the last picture, shows the beautiful home that's located right to the left of the property. You'll see a home, it's a stick-built home. And for that home to be built, a variance was granted, giving a 4-foot variance from the 10-yard setback. So in essence, the variance we're seeking is not going to alter the essential nature of the neighborhood. As the homes in Cape Windsor are being built up, mobile homes are being replaced with these very nice homes. The hardship here is not created by the applicant. We believe it cannot otherwise be developed. If they went with a modular, they still would be seeking a variance because it would still be 34 feet. We'd have 17 feet segments, so we still would need a variance to do that. So we take the position that's the minimum variance that would be needed in order to develop the property. Have I accurately represented to the board the need for the variances and the issues stated here?
Yes, you have.
Yeah. Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start with you, Mr. Workman.
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Rickers?
The proposed dwelling, right?
That's correct.
You're saying that you can't put it within the building restriction lines?
We would have a problem if we get a modular, we're gonna have a problem because it's gonna be 34 feet.
Well, you don't need a modular. You can build, stick build.
They could, that's a possibility. It's a problem.
Yeah, you could. I had the house next door and I was building the same identical house again.
So you could build within the restriction line if you build it stick built. That's the question I'm asking you.
I would have to change the footage.
You'd have to change the design a little bit, right? You'd have to take 6 feet off whatever side, or 3 feet off each side. So that would make it in conformity. The parking area, you got 21 feet to the, that's a deck going up to the second floor, is that correct? Or steps?
That's just steps.
Okay. So the parking is 21.1 tenths feet from there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking for 8 feet in the front because of the shrew lot, and it's 40-foot setback.
On the back, in the back, in the rear, yeah.
Right, in the rear. So you could put it within the building restriction line, the house itself on the sides, if you build a stick house, which you're building now.
I was going for a modular.
You were going for
He's
a
actually
modular?
Doing a modular. He's not, it's not a stick build. He's actually putting a modular there.
You're going to put a modular.
Yes.
Correct.
He's not putting a stick build.
Okay, that's all.
Okay. Are there any other questions from members of the board?
Mr. Chairman, I do have a question. What is on? What is the square footage of the footprint of the proposed dwelling?
The one I'm proposing?
Hmm?
3,000.
3,000?
Yeah.
Is that more than each floor? Is it one floor?
It's three stories, 900 on the first. And
so the footprint's only 900 to 1,000 square feet?
Correct, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is not a very large home.
No, not really.
Okay. Thank you.
That's why I'm going high, going up.
So that presents a need.
So that's the reason you want the variance. I was trying to get that out of you.
Okay.
That's because it's going to be a smaller, and you're going up instead of.
Correct.
Okay.
The need is there for that, to go up the height floor.
Correct.
Okay. Are there any further questions? Okay, hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Sorry.
Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that because of the proximity to Route 54 and the size and shape of the lot, there's certainly a uniqueness in the request. And since the footprint square footage is somewhat limited or significantly limited, makes it necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Obviously, the applicant didn't create the hardship by because of the restrictions and whatnot. We didn't hear testimony would be detrimental to public welfare or alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and I think they're asking for a minimum to afford relief. So I make a motion that we approve case number 11,419.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion and also add that the modification possible that you're asking for of the regulation and use. Okay.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickers that we approve case number 11,419. All those in favor, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Yeah, Mr. Rickers?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for all the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,419 is approved.
Thank you so much. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You too.